Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffner gives the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, I'm going to give you some ideas that'll change your taco into a twisted taco.
I love tacos.
You love tacos?
Love them.
Well,
what are we talking, crunchy or soft?
That's
the key.
First of all, let's start off and let's now redefine how we're going to make tacos.
Oh, now you're not using the crunchy little tortilla?
First of all, you got to get away from that fast food stuff and the Tex-Mex restaurants. The tortilla shell is not going to be crunchy.
What?
It's going to be not flour? Fried.
Flour?
It's going to be, yes, it's going to be soft. First of all, this is the beginning of how you make a taco. You take those things and you steam them, okay?
Right.
They should be warm.
Right.
And they should be mushy.
You just put them in the microwave.
Right. You put them in the microwave or you put a towel around them and you steam them.
Okay,
or you get one of those things, you know, those devices that automatically use water and they steam them
like they do at the restaurants.
At the restaurants. Right. So you got to do them automatically. Now, here's the deal. Tacos, you got to get rid of all that.
You think soft is better than crunchy?
Totally.
Totally.
Absolutely. Because here's the deal. Once you go with the crunchy, you take one bite, it's done. It's all on the plate.
I know, but then you eat that later.
No.
Like that. After
no,
you're
it's done.
Snack.
It's the ingredients that make the main
no,
thing.
No, really, it's the tortilla.
First of all, you got to get rid of the refried beans. You got to get rid of anything fried, get rid of. The taco, if you go to Mexico, they don't make tacos. It's like Chinese food if you go to China. They don't make Chinese. That Chinese food that we get here is not the same that you go in China. Same thing with Mexico. The tacos you get in Mexico aren't the same. And what you need to do is you need to think of those tacos as make yourself a little bit of guacamole, but fresh guacamole, the real kind of guacamole, where you crush up the avocados and the tomatoes, and you put a little bit of garlic in there, and you put a little bit of what are some of the stuff that you like, Lee?
Cheese.
Jalapeno pepper.
Cheese.
No, you don't put any of the cheese in yet. Not yet. That's the topping at
lettuce.
The end.
Lettuce. How about romaine
and
lettuce?
Here's so you can
shredded.
Yes, so maybe you can throw a little bit of spinach in there as well. And the other thing you can do is you can scramble some eggs and put your eggs in a taco.
No.
And if yes,
bacon.
And no bacon. You stop with the bacon, and you're gonna put some fresh chicken. You're gonna grill some chicken and put some chicken in there as well. And what the other thing you do is get some fresh squash and even grill some squash and put that in there. You understand what I'm saying? This is the type of stuff that you want to think about.
It's not a taco anymore. It's just a wrap at this point.
No, it's not a wrap. It's this is still a taco, and this is how you can make it healthy.
I don't think you've been to Mexico lately.
Yes, and you chop up some onions and you chop up some of the tomatoes and you make it into that paste and you have a wonderful little side
salsa. Can you add salsa?
You can add salsa to it. It'll be great, and it's going to be healthy, and you're going to save on your calories. You're not going to walk away. You might be able to exercise after eating this thing.
Let's not get carried away. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.